Well, we have Kelly in the studio. Kelly from Sheppey Matters. Good morning.
Morning, Maz. How are you? Lovely to see you.
Good, thank you. I'm dying to get into this event that you've got going. It's Think Pink October, and you've organised the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, we're celebrating this week. I know some of the girls are up at East Church Hub today doing a Think Pink event at our community hub up there. And we'll be doing hosting in Sheerness on Friday.
So you're doing cake sale?
Yeah, we've got a few things going on. So we're going to be in the waterfront room from 1 till 3, where there's going to be raffle, Harmony Trust are going to be there.
Yeah.
Lots of cake, tea and coffee. All free. We just ask that you make any, you know, a donation of your choice. All of which will go to breast cancer awareness and breast cancer charities. And then, kindly, Maz, you've hooked up for us your friends from Salsa City.
Yeah, so this is a Salsa in Sittingbourne, Avenue of Remembrance. They do a Monday night class.
And at the Apple Yard, isn't
it? Yes, that's right. Pete and V have kindly said they'd come along and do a salsa taster for us.
That's it. So, which I'm really excited about. I've always wanted to try salsa, and I'm too lazy to travel off the island to do it. So I'm really excited to give that a go on Friday. I think it's going to be lots of good fun.
Yeah, it will be.
For all levels, like complete art. I mean, I've got no coordination, two left feet. That's not going to stop me. I can't wait to shake my hips and have a wiggle and try and keep up with them.
Well, don't worry about that, Kelly or Sasha. I had two left feet as well, so they're very good, and they will teach you from absolute beginners the very, very first step. And they play the proper Latino music as well.
Fantastic. Can't wait. So, yeah, so we really want to get any, I mean, anyone can come along.
Yeah.
Any shape or size, any ability. It's all for a good cause, so it's free to book. Your friends are kindly, you know, giving up their afternoon, and I think they've rearranged their work and their own patterns to get behind, you know, Think Pink and breast cancer awareness. So the more the merrier. We've got plenty of space in the sports hall, so there's no, you know, excuse on numbers, but we really want as many as possible to come along, give it a whirl, or maybe they've done it before and enjoyed, you know, there's no rule, but as many as possible would be great. If you have got something pink in the wardrobe, you can chuck on, or maybe it's just pink lipstick or a hair bobble, or you know, or maybe you've got, I don't know, pink lycra in the wardrobe.
Pink hair, like me.
That's it. You know, all for fun, all for good cause. And if anyone, again, can chuck a few pounds in the pot or whatever's comfortable for them.
Everything helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And I see you've got the Harmony Therapy Trust alongside us.
We do. They're fantastic, and they're always getting behind, you know, events going on at the Healthy Living Centre and all around the island. But yes, they will be there waving their banner and all the lovely support that they offer as well too. People that are experiencing or touched by cancer in some way within the community, you know, that they do tremendous work. So it's great to have them by our side.
So are they going to do some free taster sessions at all?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll have to ask Kelly, won't we?
Because that might add to it, because being a breast cancer sufferer myself, they were very, very helpful to me.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Maz. I didn't know whether, you know.
No.
But I'm aware of a few people at the moment that are, you know, that are using Sheppey Matters, that are, you know, going through at various stages but affected by breast cancer. And I think... We would have done it anyway, but of course last year when we done our Think Pink event, it was really, we all had you in our
Yes, because
minds.
I was going through it all that time, and I did make an effort to come along, so and it was brilliant.
And you've been the soldier on this one, trying to, you know, make it bigger and better than last year. And
yeah, so if there's anyone that's going through it, I'd be happy to talk to you because I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I'll be glad to talk, you know, about any issues that's going on. So please come along.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we love having you there, Maz. And
thank you.
Last year was the same. We had, like, there was lots of people that had come along that had been affected, whether they're whatever stage, whether in recovery or pre-treatment.
Or if you've just had your check-up. And don't worry, everyone. So if you've got a check-up coming up, please, please do go for it because it saved my life.
Absolutely. Literally. And I think it's nice sometimes, like, there's when you can share an experience, like support of meeting someone who's somewhere else, and if you can give them support in some way because you're a bit further down the road or a bit more experienced or be able to share an experience, you know, there's some comfort we take from
there is. I got real comfort from meeting other women who have been worse than me and they came through it.
Yes.
And it's very inspirational to me,
Absolutely. I'm sure she won't mind me saying, but my mum's had a mastectomy and my aunt was affected by breast cancer as well, had a mastectomy. So it's definitely something that, has touched on my family. Mm-hmm.
So, you know the feeling and you know the journeys that people have to go through. And it's hard at the beginning, but we do get through it. So if anyone wants to talk, we're here.
Yeah, and that's it. And, you know, and it's also just, it's uplifting. It was last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
There was good camaraderie, good fun, high spirits.
Oh, it was
some
amazing.
Music, some, you know, laughter.
Yeah.
Lots of lovely ladies. And there was, gentlemen there too. But it was predominantly a girl event, it felt like, didn't it?
But men can join. So if any guys out there, they're sort of like wondering, you can come as well. So
that's it. And we've got lots of free literature that people can take away with them on, perhaps, you know, if they've not, you know, for whatever reason, never sort of don't really know much about, have the fortune of not really knowing much about breast cancer or being touched by it. There's just some helpful guides on how often you should check yourself, what you should be checking for, you know. You come along to our women's wellness event, didn't you?
Oh, that was amazing. That was at that Dockside Church.
The Island Works.
Yes.
And we had...
it was amazing.
A lady, Melissa, I think, from Medway, come along, and she had, like, the... I'm going to say, like, prosthetic boobs, but...